Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. Yeah, what can I say? Today, for the first time ever, actually, and I'm really lucky to say that, I've had some technical difficulties, so I recorded this entire episode, and then when I listened to it, it had the worst sound quality ever. It literally sounded like I had recorded this with a toaster. So I decided to just re-record the entire thing, and I hope that this time around the quality is going to be a lot better. Yeah, but so far everything sounds good, so I'm just going to continue. And you may or may not hear it, but I'm a little sick, and I may have some random voice cracks here and there, which I apologize for. But last Saturday and Friday, I actually had my last uni seminars ever, at least for the foreseeable future. And I also handed in my last uni paper. I have three more exams coming up this month. And then I only have my master's thesis left, which I have quite some time to actually do. So I'm actually really excited. But yeah, there was one person at the seminar who was sick. And I think I actually got sick from that person. So my advice to you, if you're not feeling well, just stay at home. Do it for your own sake, mainly because you need that time to relax and get back on your feet. But you also save other people the trouble of going through what you are going through. So be a little bit considerate. All right. So the one thing I want to talk about today is actually about the thing my calendar says right now. My mom gifted me this beautiful calendar for Christmas, and it comes with a picture for every week. And for week 28, the current week, on this picture it says, do the things you love. I don't really understand why some messages are in German and others are in English, but this one is in English, so I thought I'm gonna pick this up for this episode. Last episode was about love, and I talked about choosing a partner and loving other people. So I think this is a beautiful addition to last week's episode, talking about doing the things we love. And I've been arguing with my dad for quite some time about that concept, because my dad says that you basically don't need to know what you love, you don't need to know what brings you fun and joy, you just have to start. And I'm a lot more of the opinion that you should choose what you love, you should choose something that brings you joy and fun, and start from there, and make that a conscious decision beforehand. So while he thinks that we can develop fun in everything we do, I think it's important to make a smart decision at the beginning. Now, as I've grown older, I have to say I do get his point a lot more than I did when I was younger. I do understand that even things that are fun aren't always fun, because they also have aspects about them that, yeah, aren't necessarily fun or joyful. And we don't always know up front if something is going to bring us joy or not. And I also understand that it's important to devote yourself to something and see what happens, because you can develop that sense of joy and fun and love towards that thing if you just stick to it over the course of time. And I've talked about devotion and discipline in another episode before. It was episode number 61, Don't Quit Before You Quit. I actually talked about the importance of sticking to the things we start and not giving up internally before we give up externally, so to say. But yeah, I do think my dad is kind of right in that we develop that sense of joy and fun and love. But I do think it's important to make the right decision up front as well. Because doing the things you love means to follow the things you love and to pursue them. And to be aware of your strengths, your competencies, what you're good at, and what you like, and to do more of that. So It's essentially about working in a field that you identify with. And I think that's really important, that our work is more than just work. It should be more than just the way we make money or the way that we spend most of our time, at least our waking time. It should be something that we truly, truly identify with, something that we feel we can make an impact through. And maybe that's a little too idealistic, but at the end of the day, that's what brings you joy, is learning and getting better at something that you've devoted yourself to. That's what my dad says. But also having chosen something that is right for you, that is a great fit, that naturally makes you shine and makes you happy to go to work every single day. And that's what I say. So I would say it's important to devote yourself to one thing, to give it your all, to see what happens, to stick to it for long enough to learn a lot from it, because the learning curve is mostly not linear. But to choose something in the first place that you know is the right fit for you. And I've been thinking about this one thing, and it's to start a business. And it's kind of the reason why I'm studying my current degree. It's a Master of Business Administration. And I would really love to do that. And it's something that's on my mind, or has been on my mind quite a lot these last days. So I think something's coming. Let's put it that way. All right. So I really hope you could take away something from this episode. If you liked it, please rate it on Apple Podcast. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would help me out a lot. I really hope that you know what you love and that you do the things you love. And I will catch you in my next episode next week. Bye.